Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it. Coaches, the Jamoti Podcast is powered by Ballogy. Manage and measure your players' skill development and increase accountability year-round utilizing the Ballogy app. Boost inter-squad competition with drills backed by the National High School Basketball Coaches Association, including a 40-shot Ballogy skills assessment. Please visit Ballogy.com/teams for information on how you can provide this resource for your team. Well, Coach, a 37-year career, is that correct, 37 years?
30 of it as a head coach.
Okay, 30 as a head coach, 37 overall. I mean, I don't care what business or field you're talking about, to sustain and be in it for that long is impressive. What are some of the daily habits that set you up for success in your time as a head coach?
Well, for me, I mean, personally for me, I'm a person of habit. I try to have time with God in the morning. We try to have a little devotion and prayer time. I like to work out in the morning. I used to run back in the day. I was a 4 mile guy every morning, and then I had to have a hip replacement. So now I get on a stationary bike. You know, that just shows my age, of course. but even, in our practices, we do everything pretty much the same. You know, we have certain days where we do it different, but we use the same drills. I mean, if you look at our drills from 30 years ago, it's the same thing. Hmm. And so we just stay true to what's worked for us. And, we tweak it here and there. And, obviously my assistants are younger, and when they want to try something, we throw it out there and let them teach it, and we go with it. And they're usually, I think that's what's led to our success.
Hmm. I that's interesting though, that you said like that you personally with the drills and concepts that you've been using. I mean, obviously it's worked in your career, but I think the hesitation or not hesitation, when you're watching maybe the game change and the trends might be to try something new and do things different, how have you been able to kind of stay the course in your beliefs? Again, success is kind of shown that you're doing the right thing, but you've been able to stay in a certain mode or way of teaching and not deviate that for all these years.
Well, the one thing that we do the exact same is we're full court pressure from start to finish. That's just the way we are. So we start everything with defense. Now, where we have changed is offensively. You know, back in the day, I was one set way. We just do it this way, and I've kind of evolved a little bit over time. A lot of that's to do with assistant coaches. Some of them have convinced me, but we put a lot more movement in our offense compared to when I was younger. We ran a lot of Buna, had to have a postman. And to be honest, I haven't had a dominant postman in a long time, so you better figure out something that works. And so we put more movement in our offense. But as far as our drills, we do a lot of the same drills. Everything's full court for us, just because we press all the time. And we scrimmage a lot in practice. With what we do, because we play fast, you can have teams that can do drills really well, but then they can't play a lick once you get in the game because you got somebody guarding you. So My belief is, we got to scrimmage. So we scrimmage a lot, and we've not deviated from that in my 30 years.
It's funny you say that, because one of the questions I love to ask is, what would you do differently? And a lot of coaches will say, I would love to go back and spend more time scrimmaging in practice. Because I think we drill things to death. And yes. And we believe in what we're doing. We think it's really going to help our players, but I think guys like you have figured it out a long time ago that what we need is in a controlled environment where we can teach them. Because in a game, we can't stop the game and go out and actually move them to the right spot or help them with what their intentions were and get them doing the right things. In practice, we can do that. And I don't know How many, I think that's a good reminder for us.
You know, I wish I could take credit for that, but, you know, I was Charles Brodup's assistant back in the day, and I actually learned that from Charles. You know, Charles was big on scrimmaging, and so even after I started, basically we would do our drill work, and it would take about 30, maybe 40 minutes, but then we would literally scrimmage 4 quarters after that. Sometimes more than that. When I was at Coons, we might go 5, maybe 6. And obviously we were in tremendous shape. And, you know, you didn't have to sub people out because you were just in tip-top shape. But that's where I got it from. You learn to play, and, you know, try to teach them the stuff in the drills, but they got to learn playing. And when we're scrimmaging, we don't stop a whole lot. You know, we're kind of coaching on the run unless, you know, we keep having mistakes, and then we might stop them to get it corrected. But we're trying to coach them on the run.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.